Okay, friends, we're back. We're back at the Union Hispana event here at the East Salem Community Center. With us is Representative Ed Deal, the real deal, as we like to say. Representative, great to be here with you. And you spoke a few minutes ago. What a great turnout, huh?
Oh, it's an awesome turnout. Yeah. And I'm so excited about this group. This is exactly what we need to turn the state around.
Well, it is, because so many of these people don't participate. They have opinions. They like or not like things going on. So they have opinion. They're citizens. But they don't get active and involved.
No. And I can relate to that, because that's the way I was for a long time, you know?
Is that right?
I'm here. I'm trying to do my business. I'm starting a business. I'm raising a family, trying to create a safe environment for them, make sure they have a good education. That's what I'm focused on. And I voted.
Sure.
And but I wasn't really paying attention to what was happening locally. And I think that's what these folks are, and they're seeing this deterioration of the state go around them and going, why is this happening? This makes no sense. This is nonsense. And that's because they're not engaged.
That's right.
We have given control over to a group that does not share our values.
Yep. I have said that for so long. You know, you're a Christian like I am. And, and you know, the church, the Christian church, has abdicated their involvement in politics. And so other ideals that are very different from what the Hispanic community has, which you and I share, those same ideals and principles and values, they're being, as you know, because you've had to live it in the legislative process, they're being shoved down our throats, and it's almost impossible to stop.
I know, and that's what we're fighting. And I'm Catholic. I've been Catholic for about 13 years now.
Uh-huh.
I was a sinner, just a sinner. Now I'm a Catholic sinner. So
saved by God's grace.
But it's changed my life. And but you're right. The values that we hold dear, it's not. These are truths. These are fundamental truths.
Right.
We're abandoning that, and now it's your truth or my truth.
Right.
We're abandoning this whole idea and concept of objective truth. I believe that's what our job is, to discover the truth. It's not my truth or your truth. There's the truth, and our job is to figure out what it is.
There is a black and white. It is wrong to murder. It is wrong to rape. It is wrong to steal.
And there is good and evil.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so many people today in the political process are trying to blur those lines because they don't really believe that.
Completely. They don't.
And the Hispanic community and their families, they share that same desire, you know, for a great opportunity for their children, for their families to grow, to reach their potential.
Absolutely. Family is so important to them, and they understand you have rights as a parent, but you also have responsibilities as a parent.
Yes. Yes.
And they understand that. We understand that. That's why I feel if we can engage them and let them realize, you know, the conservatives, the Republicans in this state believe what they believe, that's huge. That's huge. That's enough to make a difference here.
Yeah, well, it is. I think with all of the ethnic communities that are in, you know, the Mid-Valley area, the Slavic and the Russian-speaking peoples, Hispanic, others, the Asian community. There's an Asian community here. There's an Indian community here. And most of them are not involved in politics.
No. But they're strong, faithful folks.
They share
our values.
They
take care of their families.
Yes.
They're starting businesses. They're entrepreneurs. But they are disconnected. And we have to connect the dots with them and let them know that the frustrations they're feeling, they're seeing all around them, are because of the legislators that are being elected. And unless we change that, it's going to get worse in this state.
That's exactly right. And that's why this events like this, I think, are going to be so important. And we need to increase them. We need to do them in the Russian-speaking communities, you know, whether you know, Ukrainian or Russian or whatever. So many of them are not as divided as we think here in America, because they're relatives.
And you know what frustrates me the most is when I get into that building in the Capitol.
Yeah.
And I meet with groups that say they represent this community here.
Right.
Jeff, they're Marxists.
Right.
They don't represent these people. They do not represent these people. But yet they're in there saying that they do. And I'm thinking, what in the world? These folks need to have a voice in there and need to make their presence in there because they're being totally misrepresented in the Capitol.
Yeah, completely. And Jonathan made that the organizer of this event made that point when I interviewed him earlier, is that once they find out that they're being lied to by the other side that doesn't share their principles and their values, they get really upset. And they start changing their political allegiance and alliances, and that's good. That's what we need to have happen.
Absolutely.
Well, look, Representative, thank you so much. As always, it's always
great
a pleasure.
To see you again.
Yeah,
you
appreciate
bet.
You being here.
Thank you for being here. This is awesome. I'm
you
glad
bet.
You're giving this some.
You bet. And we're going to play this on my radio show. So you get another opportunity for our audience to hear you. Representative Ed Deal, friends. We'll be back in
Take
a moment.
Take care. Bye-bye.